Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Wow, here we are again, guys. Hello, Reefa. Good morning.
Well, welcome back, Jim. We've been on vacation.
Yeah, how about this? This is, so how many times do you write something down and you forget and put, like, the date, you put the month and the day, but all of a sudden the year is a year off? Do you ever do that?
I know. I did it just the other day. We're in 2015. Isn't that exciting?
Wow, yeah. We're beyond the sci-fi movies that used to have the future date of 1999 or something. Remember the old movies? And then they go,
I know.
2015.
It is absolutely amazing. Well, I know you went out of town. I went out of town. I was in D.C. and had a wonderful Christmas there. And I was in Orange County, matter of fact, your neck of the woods for New Year's. And you were in New Orleans.
We went down south, yeah, experienced the south. It was pretty interesting. And, you know, a lot of the things we talked about in prior shows kind of came in handy about leaving early and, you know, checking the baggage, all these little tips and tricks that we do on the show. But it was interesting. Yeah, we're going to do a little show on that in itself. I mean, New Orleans, I got to see it. And we got to see the rain, that's for sure. We were in Mississippi. The tour, it was the Christmas light parade for Penny Lane, hosted by Domino's Pizza, and it was beautiful, Reefa. Wow. I mean, whole two blocks of lights and 500 to 600 cars. It was really amazing. It was, kids were so excited.
Goodness.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's the holidays, and, you know, everywhere you go, you know, you're celebrating it with snow or rain or sun.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topics.
Well, here we go with our hot topics.
Well, what's your hot topic for today?
Well, it's basically following through. We had, you know, our New Year's there and everything, and I know you're going to be talking about the resolutions, and I'm going to be coming on kind of like the follow-through side. You know, we do this stuff in our top 10 resolutions, which most people know. Lose weight, get organized, spend less, save more money. Enjoy life to the fullest, stay fit and healthy, learn something exciting, quit smoking, helping others in their dreams, falling in love, spending time with family. Whatever your New Year's resolution is, the thing is just do it. You know, procrastination is one of our biggest problems, and it's difficult to overcome because we become complacent and just put things off. Boy, I'm really a put things off person. One of the most important resolutions is staying fit and just working on being healthy. We have our goals and lifestyle, but often we become so busy that health is put on the back burner. And many push themselves and put off sleep and diet and wind up becoming sick, which, hello, I can relate to that, and a lot of the people I've been talking to. Well, that said, you can accomplish your goals, large or small, by just getting started. Sometimes that's the hardest part. I notice once you start any given project, and this is the key, once you open that can of paint or pull out the toolbox, it becomes much easier. And then you get the satisfaction in it. I find it frustrating when I look at a particular project being built. Like I have this big project across the street, and they laid the foundation. They put up the building's almost done. And I'm looking at this trim on my door thinking, they built an entire project and are going, I'm not going to let them finish that project until I finish this cabinet and this trim on this door, you know. But the bottom line is just do it. And as far as FYI, the percentage of Americans who really make a New Year's resolution is 45%, and the percent who seldom make a New Year's resolution is 17%, and the ones that never make one is 38%. So you get an idea. So people who explicitly make resolutions are, they say they're 10 times more likely to attain their goals than the ones that don't. So that's the name of that tune.
And well, I was going to say about resolutions, if you're not going to keep them, don't make them. And if you don't make them, I mean, if you do make them, don't beat yourself up if you don't keep them.
Yeah,
a lot of times we make these resolutions and they're impossible to keep. I don't even know why we make them. So this year I'm saying keep it simple. Don't say you're going to, you know, go to the gym every day. The gym's on January 5th. Today they are absolutely going to be crowded. But by February 5th, it'll be back to normal.
Back to normal, yeah, empty gyms.
So, like you said, make goals, but, you know, if you say you're going to eat better, then start eating better. Don't make it unrealistic that you're going to go on a 1,000-calorie-a-day diet when you've been eating all through the holidays, and
Exactly. You're
just not going to keep it. And don't beat yourself up. When you make that decision that you say, okay, I'm going to exercise more. Okay, if you miss a week, start that resolution again. I don't know why we decide January 1st. I know it's a new year, but I don't know why we decide on January 1st a magic wand's going to pass over and we're going to be able to do it. So
exactly. If
you make them, go for it, keep it. If you don't keep it, don't beat yourself up and keep it simple.
Keep it
How's
simple.
That?
Yeah. The simplest solution is usually the best, Aretha. You got it right on the nail there. That's
exactly
the way to think. Exactly.
That brings us to our first commercial.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event. Featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Okay, guys, think before you act. You know, we've heard that phrase before. I have always said I don't mind making mistakes, but why do they have to be so costly? Whether it's a decision in investing, vacation travel, what you're going to donate in charities, how you're going to remodel, signing up for whatever, you know, signing that dotted line, whether it be a car purchase, going on and on and on forever. Don't be impulsive and impatient. All right, you could wind up waking up the next day and you know you have that feeling of regretting the quick decision. All right, on the investing side of taking your savings and equity out, well, 60 is more risky than it is at 30. You have... you know, you've heard the horror stories. You know, I really feel bad when I watch TV and I'll see some report on a retired couple, and they started out by giving an investor $5,000 and end up $250,000 loss, you know. It's an investment firm that wasn't really an investment firm. Well, then again, you have the stocks and legitimate firms that you can invest in, but if you don't know what you're doing, you know, that can be a problem, too. You can lose much of your hard-earned capital. Real estate can be a very profitable situation, too. You've heard about everybody that's made so much in real estate. But, again, you must do your homework no matter how well you cover the bases. There is no guarantee. I invested real estate in the Sun Belt, figuring that the baby boomers will be moving from the East Coast and the Midwest to get out of the cold. They're going to be retiring down in Florida and along the Gulf and everything. And it was all going well. It was planned very well and everything. But who knows what happens? You know, here comes the Great Recession, which killed the rent and the prices dropped. Then Katrina hit and everything changed. So with the falling prices and so on and so forth, there you go. So if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans, you know. So it was planned well, but slow, you know, that drive you have to jump out there too rapidly. You know, take your time, do your research. Regarding charities, okay, for instance, a lot of people, you know, they want to donate so much to charities and in helping, giving, and all the commercials you see on TV and everything else. Well, and the Bible says, as we give, we'll receive. But, you know, do your homework there, too. I saw an article on how the donating that's done, they have, there's some, I don't want to go through all the statistics now, but only a small percent on some of the, even some of the major charities you see on TV, only a small, tiny little percent goes to the actual need of the charity, while the CEOs and some of the people in the you know, institution are making six-figure incomes. So there's a lot of great charities out there. So pick the ones where most of the money goes for the charities. And as far as vacations, well, think and plan. You can save at half or more on many of your trips and cruises. You know, research some of our past reports. Aretha has gone on, you know, she talks about her cruises in there, and she gives me some of the tips on, you know, the discounts and so on. And then so you can have a good time on a little vacation, but you're saving half or more of the money, and you're seeing your discounts and your veterans discounts, so on and so forth. So, again, before you jump out on that boat, look, do a little research on that. And you could be eating at a restaurant or seeing a show, and you paid $100, and you find out the people next to you paid half as much. All right, so we touched on travel, investing, donating. As far as just spending, again, think before you buy. You don't really need that candle holder shaped like a giraffe that's on sale for $25. Studies show that buying, sometimes it helps with depression, you know, when you buy something. But in the long run, you have to pay that bill, and you have to, you know, find out what you're going to do with all the clutter. So, you know, that's the bottom line, is instead of bringing more stuff home, sell or donate some of the clutter you have. So, you know, it's the old thing, just think before you act. There you go, Aretha.
Well, I'm going to take that personally, Jim, as one who has more clothes, more things, more everything, and went out and bought more last night because the after Christmas sales were so good.
More stuff.
But I'm going to try to take your advice and buy less and give away more. Now, I did at least start giving away stuff, but that's great advice, and that takes us to our next commercial.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way. Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way. Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way. Life is hard for Outlaw the Easy Way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet, and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Well, we have a wonderful guest today. I'm so excited to have our guest today. She is the founder of Stoneologies. She's a speaker. She's a mentor. She's an author. She's a wonderful lady, and I'm just really happy and proud to call her my friend. She's been introduced as a light, and she defines herself as a facet of light, meaning different shades of light shine through her eyes and show up in her decisions and choices to love, forgive, and be compassionate. Our guest today is Stone Love. Stone, how are you today?
I'm good, Rita. How are you this morning?
And hello,
hi.
Stone.
Wonderful.
Hi. Hi, Eric.
This is Jim, Eric's dad.
Oh, hi, Jim. How you doing? Happy New Year's again.
Happy New Year to you. And should we call you Miss Amazing?
Oh, I would love that. I'll answer to that. Thank you.
Well, you know, Rita, we met Miss Stone over at the event at Shelley's on New Year's. We had a great New Year's kickoff with the new show, E2N Network, with Shelley and Eric, and it was a great interview upstairs. And I hope you enjoyed your New Year's kickoff there.
Oh, absolutely. It was warm. It's the fireplace behind us. And I'm just pleased to have made it into 2015, rather. And I'm going to do it with all my might.
So, Reetha and we were talking about resolutions real quick, Reetha, and I'll let you take it over here. But do you see yourself maybe slowing down? Because you've done so much and given so much. Do you think 2015 might be a little slowdown for you, or are you going to keep at the same pace?
You know, I'm going to keep it at the same pace. As long as I am able, I'm definitely willing. So, to tell you the truth, I don't think I've done quite enough. You know, I would like to fulfill my potential in serving in a greater way and changing more women's lives and teaching them how to make strength-based decisions. And I've been working on that concept about 6 years, so I'm ready to go full force. So, no, Jim, I don't think I'll be slowing down in 2015.
Good for you.
Well, since you brought it up, you are the author of the book, Decision Time,
yeah.
How Strength-Based Decisions Making How Strength-Based Decision-Making Changes Everything.
Yes.
Now, what is strength-based decisions?
A strength-based decision, Reetha, is the opposite of a fear-based decision. And in my work, I found, and also personally, unfortunately, until I learned how, we tend to make our decisions out of fear. I can't leave this job because I don't have money. I can't leave this relationship because I don't have anywhere to go. And that is, there's a big difference in what happens in your life if you don't start from the fear. You can leave this job because I'm qualified and my potential is limitless. Let me see what else is available, you know. Or I'll leave this relationship because I deserve so much better and I can recognize it when I see it. So that changes everything when you just flip that sentence around from a fear-based decision to a strength-based one. So I've developed 7 pillars to teach us how to do that so that we make the right decision for ourselves every time.
Very good.
That's awesome, because I'm always saying that people end up in bad situations because of a series of bad decisions.
Yes.
But most of us don't know how to flip that around, but you wrote a book to teach us how.
Yes, I have, and I'm very proud. I've also launched just a taste of it. I put an e-book together just to, quite frankly, introduce myself, and that's free. It's complimentary for me, and your listeners can have it if they just go to stoneologies.com, and that's spelled stoneologys.com, and it'll download for you. And you really will get a sense of how to do it, but I'd love for them to buy the book, and I'll be doing some book talks, and they can ask any questions they like. But you're right, Retha. We don't know how, and I didn't know how until, you know, I was actually forced, you know, with a big fear in my life, and I had to tell something, and I didn't know how to decide who to tell, when to tell, and just what to tell. So when I was faced with that decision, I just prayed about it, and things started to come to me, and I put it together to share, you know, in a powerful way. I can say that because I've gotten results from it. So,
yeah.
And there's seven pillars. So it's not
there's
like
seven pillars.
You've got to do 9,000 things. Seven pillars
right.
For awesome.
Thank
but, you know,
you.
That's so true. You were talking about the eyes, and, you know, like the Bible says, the eyes are the lamps of the soul. You have such good eyes. And, you know, the belief is so important. When I went through the lymphoma situation, they're telling you about the cure, you know, the chemo and so on, but they're telling you how bad everything is for you. And I would respond by saying, well, I'm glad I'm not getting that chemo. I'm getting the good chemo, the vitamin chemo. And I never got sick once from it. So it's an attitude is just so important. People don't realize you have to have a positive, you know, attitude. It sounds corny and simple, but it's so true.
Oh, it's absolutely true, Jim. That's an exceptional example as well. You know, and your attitude really allows you to see what's best for you, because if you're in that negative zone, it just shuts off all of the good download, all of the intuitive instruction that you have, you know, innately. So you're absolutely right. That attitude, it is just paramount when making a decision.
Reith and I have done studies over all our shows, and we, you know, there's statistics that show people that actually think on a more positive level have more accomplishments. And they did a study one time where they took 60 people and put them in a barracks of 1940, the World War II barracks, and they said this barracks was full of sick people, and all the people were fine, and they put them in there, and they actually started getting sick. And they took 60 people and put them in another barracks that were kind of had illnesses and gave them the sugar water and said, this is a new invention, a new type of medicine. They all started getting well. So,
okay.
You know, that it does lead to, you know, how the outcome is going to be in your life. So you're definitely on the right track in spreading that.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
And Stone, you've been hanging out with someone. I've seen pictures with you and a certain young lady. What's
yes.
that all about?
Well, you know, actually, I believe that I manifested that experience. And I say that because I have loved Oprah all my life. And she has been such a voice, you know, in my own decision-making just by her example. And I'd wished so much to be able to tell her that in person. So that's why I say I manifested it, because I wanted to do it so much. But what actually happened was she did a Live the Life You Want tour. And I heard about it, and I said, this will be my opportunity to meet her. And I flew to Michigan, and it was awesome. I watched the show. She had a cocktail party for about 200 women. And she talked to us. She gave us her sage advice. And she was able to meet with us just for a few minutes. She wasn't able to hear our life story. But I was able to talk to her and tell her my dreams and my mission. And one of the things that she said was that, you know, I need help doing this work. You know, as we know, she wants to change lives, and she has in a major way. And she is still on that mission. And I just stepped forward, and I shared with her. We had a wonderful private conversation. I met up with her again in San Jose when she was here. And she said, you're back. So it just felt natural for me to talk to her, for me to take pictures with her, for me to meet her. She was so generous with her time, you know, with all of us. And her Trailblazers just left us with so much inspiration. And I'm just happy about that. I'm just I feel
cool.
So blessed. Yes, thank you.
Now, you are a mentor. And
yes.
One of the things one of my mentors told me is that you should always be in the process of being mentored and mentoring someone else. So would you consider Oprah one of your mentors?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She has been a mentor to me, as I said, without even knowing it, just the example of her life. And then she has consciously done, she does her Super Soul Sundays, and I am a Super Souler. I'm front and center, you know, every weekend. And what's beautiful is that I can see and hear things that are also in my book. So these things I know, these things I've learned, I can't even pinpoint where I get some of my information from. I just know that I'm open to it. My book is based on universal principles, and that's what Oprah mentors. You know, it doesn't matter what God you serve, just as long as it comes from a giving spirit, a spirit of love, a spirit of forgiveness and acceptance.
Exactly.
And those are all the principles that I live by.
Yeah.
How can we get a copy of that book?
You can go to stoneologies.com, and the e-book will download for you complimentary, and then there's a link there where you can actually purchase the book. So, again, that's, yes, stoneologies.com, stoneologys.com.
Okay.
And you're also available for speaking engagements, and you do training workshops?
Yes, 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 I do. By signing up for the ebook, you will be on my mailing list, and I will mail you information about my next workshops. And there's also a link there where you can contact me to schedule me for your speaking.
I'm proud of you, Stone. You sound like you're keeping up with technology. I enjoyed
you,
your
sir.
Interview with Eric, and you're familiar with the Easy Way broadcasting scenario that he put together, right?
Yes, yes, I love it. I love what you guys are up to. Yes.
That was a cool little interview you did, but I'm, you know, Aretha keeps me up to date on some of the, she's always doing the tech, and I'm like a dinosaur. I'm working on it, but I give you a lot of credit, and you really need that today to take advantage of what you're doing and getting it out there.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you. You know that technology, Jim, you know what? It makes us all dinosaurs within 18 months, so... You know, it really does. We really have to just keep up and hire somebody just for that task. So I understand.
Trying to pull us out. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Stone, people, we're not going to say your specific age, but you have 6 grown children, and is it 14 grandchildren?
14 grandchildren. Oh, my goodness.
So
yes,
we can safely assume that... we can safely assume that you are a baby boomer.
I am.
So it's awesome to know that baby boomers are still doing it. You know,
okay.
you had a successful sales career with lots of accolades, over 30 years as a sales professional, and now you're writing books and mentoring other people and training other people. That's just awesome. Awesome. What can I say?
No kickback grandma here, huh, Reese?
Oh, no, 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 no. We have to redefine ourselves and do it with all our might. Yes, yes.
We're going to call you a busy baby boomer.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you for taking time out of your busy day. And again, how can people get in touch with you?
They can go directly to my website, and they can put in their email information, their phone number. I will have their contact information, and I will let everybody know when I'm doing a workshop, and they can also contact me. That email address, again, excuse me, the website address is stoneologies.com, stoneologys.com, and they can also send me a private email at stonelove@stoneologies.com, and I will get that right away and respond.
All right.
Well, thank you so much again for being with us, and much success with your book.
Oh,
thank
you so
much. Have a good, great New Year.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. And Happy New Year, and much success to the station as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Stone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye. Well, Jim,
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I'm just going to have a quick tech time because we're almost out of time. I just wanted to talk about, we talked about resolutions for the new year. One of the resolutions, kind of a resolution I've made, is I'm going to read through the Bible in a year. And a bunch of us make that decision a bunch of times, you know, and then by March or so, it kind of fell off. But I want to tell everyone, you can get electronic Bibles. And it makes it a lot easier to read through the Bible. You don't have to carry that big black Bible with you everywhere you go to make sure you can have your Bible right there on your phone. And there are lots of different Bible programs that you can get. Just Google Bible on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer. And you can get all these different programs that you can take with you. Some of them you can actually download onto your device, and that way you don't have to be connected to the internet. Most of them have different reading programs that you can actually go on, and it'll tell you different programs. Maybe you don't want to read the whole Bible in a year. Maybe you just want to read the Psalms for a month, one Psalm a month. Maybe you want to read the New Testament in 3 months. One of the versions is called YouVersion. That's YOUVERSION. And you go online, you can download it to your device, or you can go on the internet. It has a component that's kind of like Facebook, where you can connect with friends. You can do a reading program together. You can start a reading program group. There are other Bible programs that you can go to that also have reading programs. Olive Tree has a Bible online. There's a Logos Bible. There are Life Journal Bibles, all kinds of programs so that you can start a reading program online. So, Jim, you may still be a dinosaur, but even the Bible is up to date now.
Yeah, I can relate to that, yeah. No, but I find it so amazing. I still have my World Book Encyclopedia. You know, I had my uncle was with World Book, and I look up at the World Book Encyclopedia, how many books there are and how heavy it is, and it can all be put, the entire encyclopedia, on your phone, but it has videos and pictures. It's just amazing. I'm still amazed by the television set, let alone all this stuff.
And but, some people still like paper. I understand some people like their paper versions of books. But for me, I like it all right there on my phone or on my tablet. Well, you know what? Time's up, like you
said. Time's up again.
Yeah, we'll be back next Monday at 10 a.m. In between, go to the Baby Boomers Live Facebook page. You know, we always forget to talk about that, but we're on Facebook too. Baby Boomers Live on Facebook.
Download the Eric Zulli app. Tune in to the Talk Live Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Eric's has such interesting guests. The EasyShow.com podcast. And the Axon Expo, don't forget, at the LA Convention Center, February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. Celebrity red carpets, hundreds of exhibits, and a must-go-to expo. excuse me. Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, will be hosting a series of contests and opportunities. Well, Reith, I guess I'm turning into one of those statistics. Caught some kind of little cold thing, but we'll work on that. That resolution thing, I'll start drinking more orange juice.
And you need to take some silver, colloidal silver. When you have these viruses, people, it's a little known secret, colloidal silver works for colds and flus, for viruses, and for bacterial type things, oil of oregano. These are homeopathic methods. I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you. The moment you feel the virus coming on, you take a little colloidal silver, and it just takes it right out of you. And for
good
bacteria,
tip.
That oil of oregano takes it right out of you.
We're going to have a Reith's Help Tip Corner. That's what we're going to do. Well, thank you for that, Reith. Don't make me laugh.
Okay.
It makes it hard to talk.
Well, we'll see you next week, Monday morning, 10 a.m., same time, same station.
So long, everybody. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.